The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
All right, I got some more interesting audio for you. You got Maxine Waters.
I love Maxine Waters.
Maxine Waters. I am going to play a little bit of a clip from her. I'm not going to tell you where, who she was speaking to, any of this. I'm just going to play a clip of Maxine Waters. Here we go.
I wish I could sit with Dick because I've got work to do. I'm cleaning out the White House. We're going to sanitize the White House. Mm-hmm. We're not going to take what is happening in this country. Haven't you taken enough?
Okay, hold on. Pause that 1 second right there. Where do you take a stab? What type of gathering? Where she's at? Like, who's...
Sounds like a rally of some
sort. Why are they
sorts?
Getting together? Yeah. I mean, it's a congresswoman from California, Maxine Waters, talking about sanitizing the White House, not going to take it anymore. Take a stab. Is it a rally?
A rally
is that what you're going with?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
It's a funeral.
What?
Are you kidding me?
That was a funeral. That was her eulogy.
She wants to clean the White House, and she talks about it at a eulogy?
Yeah, see, normally I think of eulogies, I think like, hey, Pete, you know, what are you going to say about Pete? We're sad to see him go.
He's a good guy, you know.
Good guy, you say some things about him, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And this is what she chose
to
talk
about? Yeah, that was at the... So imagine, Hillary, God forbid, somebody you know, you have to go and give a... dies and you go and give a eulogy. Would you start talking politics in the middle when you...
Why didn't someone come and get her and escort her?
Did you hear the crowd?
That is insane.
Yes, because this is how crazy things are now. She's at a funeral for Dick Gregory. He was a civil rights activist, but he was a comedian too. So I can even understand, you know, maybe if you talk about an issue a little bit that was near and dear to a person. If a lot of people there are of like mind and you say, you know, we got to change something, you know, like, but she just keeps going. Listen a little bit more.
And then comes along this person.
Trump.
This person who does not respect you. This dishonorable human being who cheats everybody. This dishonorable human being who will lie at the drop of a hat. This dishonorable human being who had the alt-right and the KKK and everybody else inside his cabinet.
Funeral. Eulogy. There we go.
This dishonorable human being who can criticize everybody but Putin and Russia.
Again, eulogy.
Did he collude with Russia? I bet you Dick Gregory would tell me, yeah, he did it.
Okay, hold it. Well,
at least she tied it back. I mean, she brought it back around. I'll give her credit for that.
She's like, I really got to work Dick or Gregory back into this here. Dick would agree with me on everything I'm saying. You got to give her, that is genius too, because he's not there to go.
Yeah, he can't defend his
Maxine,
position.
Maxine, I kind of agree with some of that, right? That's not it.
That Doc Thompson was a great man, and we should change the alternative minimum tax. He would agree with me.
Many times I heard Doc Thompson say that he would do this. You know, there's like, I can't remember what movie it is. Billy Crystal is like some movie producer or director or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going off on somebody who, I guess they're younger or something, can't come to work or whatever. He goes, no. Basically, the show must go on. He's like, if your mom dies and you're out promoting a film, you know what you say? They're like, heard your mom died or whatever. Yeah, it was sad and... the real sad tragedy is she would have loved this movie. That's really what you're doing here. Dick Gregory would agree with me. Is there more of this? Let's hear.
Not only are we going to clean out the White House, we're going to take back the house that slaves built.
Oh.
Nothing like a little race baiting.
And I know.
Yeah.
Even my colleagues get very upset. Some get afraid when I say impeachment.
Oh.
When I get through with Donald Trump, he's going to wish he had been impeached.
Wait, what?
She just made a threat at a funeral?
That's a good...
That is so inappropriate on every level.
All right. And apparently in 2017, eulogies, a proper eulogy includes racial divides,
race baiting.
Race baiting and threats. That's it.
Political divide.
So you're right. What does that mean? He would have wished he would have been impeached. What's worse in that scenario? You've already drug his name through the mud. Impeach. He loses his company. Well, I don't know if she could do that.
He has to listen to her.
It sounds like
a physical threat.
Yes.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.